Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 Till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for staying with me. My good friend Bob McTeer is back with us. Bob is Dr. Robert McTeer, is the Distinguished Fellow for NCPA. A National Center for Policy Analysis. That's ncpa.org, right? Right, Bob?
Yes.
So check that out. And great organization. A lot of good information on healthcare there as well. Bob's website is bobmcteer.com. Please check it out. You're going to want to know what Bob's up to. And we're looking forward to seeing that new edition of the Economic Sophisms by Frederick Bastiat with your forward on it. Bob. And by the way, folks, we have determined now that the correct pronunciation is Bastiat. So that's how I'll be saying it from now on.
Bob, this is a bonus for listening today.
There you go. That's right. You got to pay attention. You just can't get this kind of stuff anywhere else, Bob. Hey, Bob, get your crystal ball out and look over into 2011 and help my audience with a little bit with what you see coming at us.
Well, I'm not sure why, but I've become a little bit less pessimistic than I was. I was thinking that it would be impossible for consumer spending to grow and have them save at the same time, but they've been doing a little bit of both.
And with 10% unemployment.
Yeah, and that's encouraging. If Europe would settle down and keep the dollar from appreciating, our export-import situation should provide a little bit of growth.
We're getting a little pop from that right now, aren't we? Our current account's improving because of that, isn't it?
Yeah, but everybody keeps focusing only on exports, and generally imports have been going up rapidly too.
Well, imports are where we get our standard of living improvement, isn't it?
Yeah, imports are good, but in terms of just spending and generating economic activity, you want exports to grow faster, especially
right.
If you have a huge current account deficit.
Mm-hmm.
I guess the main thing is this tax agreement they just reached, it's not going to help a lot in the sense of give the economy a boost, but it's going to avoid a terrible negative.
Yeah,
I mean,
it could have been
we were headed rapidly into a brick wall with these tax increases looming.
Right, that's right.
That brick wall is now gone.
Mm-hmm. Well, and it should have been taken away a year ago. If at least a year ago they'd done what they're doing right now, this economy would already be in better shape.
Elections do matter.
Don't you think so?
Yeah, certainly.
Yeah. So you're optimistic about 2011?
Well, you know, from a level of diminished expectations. Instead of saying it's going to grow 2%, I'd say maybe 3.5%.
Yeah. Well, that'd be pretty cool, wouldn't it? It'd be good.
By recent standards, that's great.
But, Bob, we still have the 800-pound gorilla in the room, the 800-pound elephant, I should say, in the living room in America, is structural unemployment.
It's a terrible problem.
Not cyclical. Those people will go back to work. But structural. These are people. Tell the audience what structural unemployment means.
Well, first place, there's sort of a mismatch between job openings and the people available to fill them. It's not that there are no jobs. It's just that there are none of the right kind of jobs in the right places for the right people. And of course, the longer people go without work, they lose their skills and the world moves on beyond them. So structural, I guess, includes everything except just lack of effective demand.
Right. Well, it's created by technology. It's created by the changes in the practices of businesses. The way they change their policies and all that. I'm afraid that a lot of the economists on this show, Bob, are predicting 3 to 5 years before we get back to anywhere near 5% unemployment.
Just the arithmetic makes it at least that, because
yeah.
You have to have about 150,000 new jobs to keep the unemployment rate from going up.
So as long as that's going on, is our economy going to be fragile?
But the point is, the people that are unemployed are going to continue to suffer, but if it starts getting better, most of the people that are employed will quit worrying so much about becoming unemployed.
Right, that's a good point.
They will operate.
The fear factor. You think the fear factor is a depressor on the psyche of the economy.
Oh, yeah. If you see your neighbors getting unemployed and you know that they're good hard workers, you're nervous.
We're an emotional – the marketplace is emotional, if nothing else, isn't it?
That's part of it, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, Bob, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
Okay, thanks,
Jim. We look forward to having you back again real soon, and happy holidays.
Okay, you too.
Dr. Robert McTeer, folks, bobmcteer.com. Be sure to check that out, that website. He's got a blog there, and just whatever Bob does is top shelf, and he's great. Got a great perspective on things, and he's had a great career at the Fed, and so we can all learn a lot from him. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, reminding you that when opportunity knocks, it doesn't know you had a bad day. Greet it with a smile. I'll see you later.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.